We spent some time last week taking a look. The end of Perek Beis, the first time the Rambam talks about Seres Metshuva, he focuses on the effectiveness of tshuva, particularly in Seres Metshuva. Unlike the simple reading of the Gemara that he's quoting, which sounds like it's a time particularly effective tefillah, he understands it's a time particularly effective tshuva. Take a look at that. Rabbam does discuss the Seres Metshuva a second time around in Paragimel. Paragimel is, particularly the beginning of Paragimel, is about the din, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is down people, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is down the world. Different period, which is a somewhat complicated sugya near the end of the first paragraph of Rosh Hashanah. How do they intertwine? Is a person nidun b'chol yom? Is there a din in Rosh Hashanah, a din at the end of a person's life, a din v'asid lavo? How all those four times intertwine? What is being handled at which time? So in that context, he comes back again to Aseres Metshuva. Whereas in the first parak, Aseres Metshuva was a lead up to Yom Kippur. Now Aseres Metshuva is beginning with Rosh Hashanah because it's the time of din. And that perhaps is also why the Rambam, I don't know if you have it in front of you, in Parak Gimel, Achadalet, when he talks about, he begins by talking about Tkiya Shofar and the power of Tkiya Shofar to cause different stages of change, to wake us and to get us to self-reflect, and then to do tshuva, and then zichru barachim, to remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That definitely takes us back to what we saw at the beginning of Parak Beis, that tshuva for the Rambam is primarily about changing who I am, it's the deleting kapara on the particular ma'is avera is secondary to changing the chifts of the gavra going forward. So the zichru barachim is not only to do tshuva in particular things, but to reorient how I make decisions, to remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to put HaKadosh Baruch Hu front and center. And then he goes on to talk about Aseres Metshuva, and he highlights using Aseres Metshuva for doing mitzvahs and masim tovim, giving tzedakah, masim tovim, lasag the mitzvahs, as well as getting up early to daven slichas. So that comports with the topic of Paragimel, which is the din. The din that the Rambam presents is simply in the Gemara is rov mitzvahs or rov averus. In which case, the best thing you could do to be zocha b'din would be change your numbers, right? Increase your number of mitzvahs. Maybe let's take a look briefly at one of the ideas that really underlies and underpins the whole concept of tshuva. Let's spend a couple minutes looking at the fifth parak of Hilchos Tshuva. You remember when we got started a couple weeks ago, we saw that the Rambam has a unique way of opening Hilchos Tshuva. Typically, he'll enumerate the mitzvah or mitzvahs that appear in a particular topic, and then he'll transition from the list to Parak Aleph with the phrase Be'er Mitzvahs Elu Prakam Elu. The elaboration on this list of mitzvahs that just gave you in thumbnail version, the elaboration will come in the following Prakam. Whereas Hilchos Tshuva, it's not just this one mitzvah, Vidui, Tshuva, it's not just Be'er Mitzvah Zu, but Be'er Mitzvah Zu, Bikarim HaNigrarim Ima Biglala. The mitzvah of Tshuva as well as the Ikari Amuna, the core concept which come along with it, and which we're going to get into because of it. And so in the course of Paragimel, towards the end of Paragimel, the Rambam talks about who loses their chelik in Olam Haba, and that gives him the opportunity to enumerate Yud Gilmi Ikari Amuna, the 13 Animamins, because those are 13 of the people those are among the people who lose their chelik in Olam Haba. But here, but that's sort of a brief, very brief treatment. He doesn't really elaborate. The elaboration here in Parak Hay, the middle two prakim Hay and Bab, are about Bechira Chavshas. Rishus kol Adam Nesun Olo. Parak Hamishi Halacha Aleph. Rishus kol Adam Nesun Olo. Everyone has authority, is probably the wrong word, but everyone has capacity. Everyone has the freedom we are given the freedom, the ability, in Ratzin to do what? In Ratzin la'atos at small derav tova, b'lihi osadet harashus b'yam. You want to tilt yourself to a good path, to be a tzadik, harashus b'yam, that you have that capacity. It's in your hands to do. In Ratzin la'atos at small derav rav, b'lihi osrasha, you want to tilt yourself to a bad path, to be an evil person, harashus b'yam. You have that capacity. No, doesn't mean it's okay. Not that there's problems pointing them. They're not about their mission. That's kind of clear. And Rishus here doesn't mean it's okay. Rishus means you have the capacity, you have the ability to make that jump. Yehusha. Yehusha kasus the Torah, and he says this goes back in Chumash to the very, very beginning of Chumash, the very, very beginning of the story of human beings. Adam. Which is the tip off, and this is one of the most fundamental concepts of the Sefer Bereishis, I assume. The opening lessons that the Torah has to teach us about people, presumably are one of the most fundamental things to know about what it means to be a person. Just saw a title online a couple minutes ago. Problem with life that doesn't count with common sense. Well, no and yes. There's a lot more, you need a lot more work than just Colin soundtrack, but it does come with a God. God is the Torah. And the opening things that the Torah has to say about human beings are presumably one of the most important things that we need to know if we want to be really good at being human beings. The opening things the Torah has to say about Jews are presumably one of the most important things. You need to know what a really good job of being Jews. One of the very first things that the Torah tells us about people is the story of the Eitz Hadas. And maybe let me preface this with a sketch from Yaakov Kamenetsky. Yaakov Kamenetsky, one of the great Rosh Hashiva of Torah Hadas, and the great Talmid of Slavatka. Probably one of the wisest Tamei Chachamim of the mid-late 20th century. Many, many years ago, I heard Vishmo the following sketch, following image. So imagine, show hands. How many people here have younger brothers? Okay, pretty solid. How many people here have like really younger brothers? Like not just like 2 years younger, like little, okay. How many of you remember going to when your little brother or little nephew was 3? So if you're a Hasidic stock, which apparently now also includes both Lake and Latina, so you make the old mini, the old station on it, is that the boy turns 3 or sure. By the after 3, if they're not then make an option, right? So if you're not a Hasidic stock, so then obviously you can do Hashar as Hapeis, but you don't necessarily see the hair cutting itself as a key in and of itself. The boy turns 3, make a tzitzis party. Make a tzitzis party. He's ready, he's trained, he's ready to begin a chiddush of mischanech into the midst of the way of tzitzis. And so if you ever been in tzitzis, yeah, you know the scene, right? The little boy gets on a big gym, you take out the size 3 tzitzis with a pump paint picture of mitzvah train, or whatever you got, right? And he makes a bracha, and he puts on the tzitzis, and everyone answers amen, and everyone claps, and there's a cake, and everyone's happy, and Baruch Hashem is a beautiful thing. If the boy is 13, or 23, or 63, still wearing that size 3 tzitzis, which by now is probably choking him around the neck, there's obviously not a lot to be celebrating. Right? And there's a lot to be concerned about. So Yaakov pointed out that it's obvious, inescapably obvious, that the physical parts of our Avos Hashem sometimes need to grow up with us as we grow up. You can't wear the same pair of tzitzis forever. The tzitzis have to get bigger. What's less obvious, but a lot more important, is that the non-physical parts of Avos Hashem, the understanding, the feelings, the intellectual and emotional and spiritual parts of Avos Hashem, have to grow up with us as we grow up. But it's often much more important, but it's less evident and it certainly is escapable. You cannot get through life with a Psi of 3 tzitzis. But you can get through life with a 5-year-old's understanding of gracious, and with a 6-year-old's understanding of Shmonesra, which you were, like, as with the tzitzis, it is age-appropriate to give a 3-year-old a Psi of 3 tzitzis. It's age-appropriate to give a 5-year-old a 5-year-old's understanding of Adam and Chava and Noach and Avraham. But it's clear that Bereishis was written for children, but was not written only for children. Megillas Esther was not written only for children. Purim and Pesach and Hanukkah are not only for children. They are also for children. And if you're zocha to have to get chinuch as a little child, so parents and rebbeim and morahs who are being mechanically will give you an age-appropriate little kid's understanding. But if you don't actively open things up again and learn things through again, so you could just go the all on bud with little kids understanding yourself. And that would be a shame. So we come back to Bereishis hopefully with if not mature, maturing eyes. Eyes of people who are growing into adults. So we've seen the story of Etz Hadas many, many times. The Rambam says, can we take a look at that, please? Maybe Parshas Bereishis time we'll talk about the Rambam, the Gemara Nevuchim. The second parak has something fascinating to say about the Eitz HaDaas as well. But for now, let's take a look at what he says here. Hu shekasav b'Torah, hein ha'adam ha'yok ha'achad mimenu, la'adas tov v'ra. Who said that? Mi amar al mi? Who said that pasuk and to whom? Hein ha'adam ha'yok ha'achad mimenu. Lo, behold, this man has become like achad mimenu, like one of us. Well, das tovara, to know good and evil. Who said that? Huh? Hashem, to Malachim, right? After Adamit. So what does that mean? Hein ha'adam haya ka'achad mimenu. He's like one of us? As Adam Rishon, God, Rachman Latzlan, Chas V'Shalom. What does this mean? Kelomar. Does the Rambam say, you know what that means? Hein minza shel Adam haya echad ba'ulam. This species, the human species, is unique. Ein lo min sheni doma lo b'zeh ha'inyan. There is no other creature who is like him. No other created being is like man in the following sense. There are many created beings that are like us in thousands of ways. We're mammals and we're vertebrates and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. We have a lot of, we're primates, we have a lot of some similarities with many other creatures. But here's what really matters. Elo min sheni dom lo b'zeh ha'inyan. No other creature is like us in the following way. Shehu me'atzmo b'daito v'machshavdo yodeya hatov v'hara. That humans are able to assess what's right and what's wrong, and not just to understand it. V'osa komashu chafetz. V'ein lo mishi akeba yadomi lasa tov v'hara. We have the ability to, we have the capacity for moral understanding. We also have the capability to act on it, to make choices, and to implement. The came the chicken, oh, and then that leads on to the rest of the pasuk. Hein adam hayak achad mimenu means that human beings have a unique capacity for bechira chavshes. Bechira chavshes is two things: it's here and it's here. It's the ability to understand what's right and what's wrong, and it's the ability to choose and do right or wrong. And the Ramchal and many others write about that ability, that gift of Bechira Chavshus, of free will that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us, is something that we share in miniature format, obviously, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is totally independent. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is master of his own destiny. There's no limitation to what a Baruch Hashem can do. HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to, in creating us, to give us a little bit of that. Also give us, obviously we're far more limited. We can't just decide to jump to the moon. we can work hard and build a space shuttle. Right? We can't just, we don't have the physical capacity to do everything we want to do. But we do have the ability, so not like a Kaddish Baruch Hu, mamish. We have the ability to make real choices and to understand them and to implement them. Rishus kal adam nesunalo. So that is a concept of Bechira Chafesh. There's a lot of hands. Noam. Yeah, that's a great question. And no one wants to know, one second. The Rambam is saying Bechira Chafesh comes up, is being discussed in the context of post Eitz Hadas. So does that mean that up until then there was no Bechira Chafesh? Is this only plan B? So I would say two things. Number one, the very end of this halacha, v'chimu shakenu, etc., pein yishlach yado, it sounds like it may have been true before and also, but right now it's relevant. Because since he's ka'achad mimenu, therefore now we have to be concerned he may make the choice of yimvei tzachayim. But that perhaps is what the Rambam is saying here. But point number two is what the Rambam says explicitly in the Morning Book. Rambam addresses the point not in the context of this pasuk, Lodas Tov Arab, but the earlier pasuk that described the Eitz Hadas as the Eitz Hadas Tov Arab. And Eitz Hadas is a nickname. The full name of the tree is the Eitz Hadas Tov Arab. Rambam writes at the beginning of the Morah, Aleph Beis. He says, that's strange. So let's think about this as adults. Is that a bad thing? Eitz Hadas Tov Arab? Clearly the Chumash, that Adam was not supposed to eat Eitz Hadas Tov Arab. That would be unfortunate. Not just unfortunate. Absolutely sinful. Absolutely world-destroying. And he did. Right? So the Rambam says, I don't understand. What's bad about Das Tov Arab? Isn't that a good thing? As Rambam indeed says here, Das Tov Arab is Bechir Chavshas. So it's sort of another way of getting to your question. What was wrong about eating Eitz Hadas? I mean, it was wrong. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said it was wrong. You can't do it. But why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu deem that bad? Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu not want another mission? Didn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu want him to have Das Tov Arab?
No? Good question. Good question. He says the following. He says, of course this is one of the other questions. He says, Das is great. You don't have to be as great a rationalist as Rama to believe that Das is a good thing. He says, everyone says, if I tell you that 1 plus 1 equals 7, let's back up. If I tell 1 plus 1 equals 2, what happens to come to mind about the sentence 1 plus 1 equals 2?
Sure.
Okay. 1 plus 1 equals 7. What would you say? False. 1 plus 1 equals 10? I don't know. Okay. Is that true or false? If I say, what adjective comes to mind when I say murder? Bad, evil. Right? What adjective comes to mind when I say empathizing with other people, taking care of other people?
Kind.
Empathizing with other people? Kind, good. And Rambam says, that's a chesaronus. Really, murder is not just bad, it's false. Being kind is not just good, it's true. So if we had enough clarity about Ratzon Hashem without spiritual cataracts, so to speak. So this is the right way to live, but that's the wrong way to live. This is true and that's false. This is connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is removing us from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Rambam uses language in the last paragraph of Hilchos Teshuva, and he talks about Avodah Me'ava. He talks about Osas Ha'emes B'Shvil Shuhu Emes. You do that which is true or real because it's true or real. So Rambam says, before Adam ate from the Eitz Hadas, it wasn't just this is good and that's bad. It wasn't Das Tov Arah. It was clearer than that. It was Das Emes V'Sheker. Of course we have Bechira Chafshas, but there was such incredible clarity about
the value of what's good and real, and the incredible negativity of what's evil and bad and just false. It says, Das Tovara means that we were clouded a little bit. Now, it's good and it's bad. It's right and it's wrong. We don't see it with like such intense clarity, true and false. So much so that even like I look around the room as you're thinking about it, so you sort of get it, but it sort of sounds funny. Okay, because we are post Es Hadas people. Yeah. Yeah, that's a great question. How do I meet Es Hadas if he has such clarity? So you see, it's clear that Adam had Bechir Chavshas because he used it, and used it poorly. Right? So it's clearly not the case that he had no Bechir Chavshas at all, but the Yitzhahara wasn't in his nature. I feel like we spoke about this earlier, no? Did we see this earlier in the Shuvah? No? It wasn't part of his teva. It wasn't part of his nature. We didn't see this earlier. Maybe not. I'm sorry? Maybe. We saw something even stronger. No, I'm sorry. It's not the Rambam. There's a Ramban like this. There's a Ramban like this a couple of 2 weeks ago. Where he talks about, Ramban al HaTorah talks about this. That, Ramban al HaTorah in Nitzavim talks about, Limosa Mashiach, there'll be greater clarity about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we'll be in the state of Adam Kodem Achet. Which doesn't mean there'll be no Bechir Chavshas whatsoever. After all, Adam Kodem Achet had Bechir Chavshas, clearly, as it says in the Chumash. But the way Ramban puts it, is that will Adam Kodem Achet naturally want to do the right thing? People could do things that's against their nature. People do things that's against their nature. But we naturally do the things that we naturally do. Sometimes we don't. Sometimes we can make a deliberate decision to contravene our nature. But in the post Eitz Hadas world, by nature, we naturally often tend to do the wrong thing. We have natural tendencies to do the wrong thing that we need to overcome. We can overcome, but we need to overcome them. Entropy and inertia are not only principles of physics, they're principles of psychology. We have a natural tendency to laziness, a natural tendency to disorder, and to not really, you know, implementing around what really makes sense. And we need to overcome that. And we have all sorts of natural tendencies to that would get us into trouble. That's post Eitz Hadas. Pre Eitz Hadas, so we were by nature clarity, by nature doing the right thing, and the Yitzri Hara were external. So I think that the Rama, the Mor Nevuchim, and that Ramban itself, I think definitely work hand in hand very well. I think they temper each other. Yeah, Michal.
Well, Rambam says that there's no thing that is similar to the human in the way that there is Torah. And how can
first Rambam says Mimenu,
obviously.
I said Mimenu probably means Rebosha.
Where are we?
Could be. It could be. The question is including, you're asking whether Malachim are included. So there, it does seem like there are.
Malachim know good and bad because they're so close to God. They know that murder is false. So they don't do it. Malachim don't have Bechir Chavshas because they're so close to Hashem. They know what is true.
Right. We usually assume Malachim do not have Bechir Chavshas. Every once in a while they come across a medrash that seems to indicate Malachim do have Bechir Chavshas. Hard to know. But there's a Gemara that seems to indicate that either they don't have Bechir Chavshas or the Bechir Chavshas is relevant. And that's the Gemara that talks about Moshe Rabbeinu comes up. I think it's a Shabbos Peches or so. Moshe Rabbeinu comes up on Har Sinai and the Malachim challenge to get the Torah. The Malachim challenge him. And they say, who invited you to this party? Who Well, why do you stay? The Torah has been here for 2,000 generations, whatever that metaphorically captures. And Torah is naturally up in Shamayim. And who are you? What do you mean? You're taking Torah down to Tachtonim? How are you talking? This is Dvar Hashem. Why are you taking it down to Al Mazeh? You're going to sully it to Al Mazeh? It belongs to Kula Ruchni. Torah belongs in Shamayim. It's a remarkable Gemara. Gemara says, Gemara interprets based on Sukkim. Kashbao says to Moshe Rabbeinu, no, stand, no, speak up for yourself. So Kashbao says, Moshe Rabbeinu says, they're going to burn me. They're going to kill Malachim. I don't stand a chance. They're going to incinerate me. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, hold on to Kisei HaKavod, and I'll give you some strength, and speak up for yourself. And he does. What does Moshe Rabbeinu say?
It says,
yeah. Right, it says, let's look at the Chumash. None of this applies to you. Let's go through Aseret Yisroel. Aseret Yisroel, Mitzrayim. You ever in Mitzrayim? I didn't think so. You have interest in Avodah Zarah? Don't think so. Shabbos, do you do Malacha during the week? I didn't think so. Parents, any of you? Mothers, fathers? Ritzicha, Niyuf, that doesn't really go on. There's no murder or rape or other sexual immorality going on in Shemayim. No one owns anything. How are you stealing? This is obviously the Torah belongs with us. Now, what's the Gemara capturing? Presumably what the Gemara is capturing is that the Torah is meant to be actualized. And Torah is going to be actualized here. So Malachi may have incredible degrees of understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One of the things the Rambam discusses in Yesodei HaTorah Perek Beis, but the Malachi may be even astronomical objects perchance, understanding HaKadosh Baruch Hu to a great extent, you know, having a lot of knowledge of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but they're not putting it into practice. They're not actualizing it. Whereas we are actualizing, realizing that awareness. So as Zakeh was saying, Malachi may have a lot of understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but we're the only ones who put into practice. Do they have any Bechir Chavshah? That's a good question. But if so, it rarely comes into play. So, that's what I was saying before. Presumably means that human beings, Hashem is saying, I create human beings to have a certain, in miniature form, a divine capacity to make choices. He's like us.
Yeah. So
he's
like